Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today, it's an art house movie with a capital A, and it's called The Assassin.
And The Assassin is a woman. This film is, I believe, hauntingly beautiful.
It is. As a matter of fact, this film won the Best Director Prize at the Cannes Film Festival, and it's easy to see why, because each shot is an artwork. I mean, frame by frame, this is an absolutely gorgeous, rapturous movie to look at. However, when it comes to plot and dramatic arc, boy, this movie is kind of stagnant.
That's what made me think maybe a Chinese person would understand. Maybe it's based on mythology in Chinese culture.
It is a martial arts film of sorts, mm-hmm. although it's not at all action-packed. This is a very slow-moving story about a woman who is an assassin. She is recruited by a nun to help her overcome one of the tribal conflicts that's going on in ancient China. And it's her growth and her decisions that she makes as an assassin as to what to do and what not to do.
Well, that's a good aspect to the plot, the development of this character, the assassin.
Mm-hmm.
It is not Kill Bill.
By no means.
And I don't even think you see one drop of blood.
Yeah, and many of the scenes, interestingly enough, that are martial arts scenes are shot from a distance. So it's almost like you're intruding from far away to see these action sequences.
I like the ominous drumbeat throughout, and it led to this expectancy. All the time.
Yeah, it's definitely not for everyone. If you're a patient viewer, you'll enjoy it. Others, beware.
I agree with you.
The Assassin is unrated but has some violent scenes. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.